different? Was this what you had in mind?
You know, I came out, had to swallow that pill. You know, watching the film is something that's uncharacteristic of myself, the way I play ball, the way I prepare, and hurt our team. It was at a crucial time, 17-yard line going in, an opportunity to tie the game up, potentially, you know, take over and win. So I took that to heart. You know, that's something that you just got to move forward from. Wash it out of your memory and continue to move. And I've just prepared this week like I do every single week, understand the defense inside and out. I thought that the line did an outstanding job of getting hat on hat. Eli did a tremendous job making sure that, you know, we was in the right play every single time. Receivers made key blocks down the field, giving one-on-one opportunities. And, you know, to be honest, I was just doing my job. You know, I said this before, and I'm going to continue to do that. When the offensive run game is going well, it's simply the effects of everybody else. And when it's not, it's because I'm not making plays. So, you know, hats off to this offensive line, tight ends, quarterback, and receivers.
So the running game got going this week. Was there anything that you saw leading up to this week and that gave the feeling that you were going to break out?
No, you know, every single week, you know, it's an opportunity to move the chains, move the ball, get hidden yardages. This defense is a good defense. They didn't give anything glaring. I just thought our offensive line played with an attitude. You know, we were just playing physical up front, and that gave us an opportunity. Also, we did a pretty good job of holding on to the ball. Our defense played lights out and put us in a position where we could control the clock and run the ball. Our special teams played at linking the offense and defense. You know, they did a great job today, and as you see, getting the block punt, that changes the dynamic of the play call. So, you know, this is a team victory.
Did you realize that you had career games against the Texans, 150 when you were with the Raiders, and now 176 with the Giants?
I do. I had no idea what the stats were. It's just I wear a pacifier, and the reason why I wear a pacifier, I just shut up and work. At the end of the game, I see what the results were, regardless if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I never shy away from the film because you got to get ready for next week.
But you talked about understanding the defense. Is there something about their defense that you saw that you knew you would have opportunities today?
No, you know, every time you see 11 men on the field, you got an opportunity. Like I said, this defense is a good defense. I just, again, think our offensive line played with a passion. You know, and that was difficult to match, and our defense played and put us in good position. So it wasn't one thing. It definitely was Giant football. We played a complete game. We did leave some hidden yardages out there, I believe, and that's what we got to go to the film room to do. It's a quick week. We got the Redskins next Thursday. So as soon as I leave here, we're going straight to the cold tub.
Were you motivated yourself? I'm sorry, I came in a little bit late, but obviously the fumble last week, and I even read where you said, like, I wish I could have rewound that tape. I mean, was that on your mind this week? Did it motivate you was it in there? What? Tell me if that played any role at all.
Nah, speaking to my teammates, you know, we pray before every game. And leading the prayer today, I just kind of reminded the guys before we walked out on the field, whatever reason you play this game, play like that. Whether it's a child with cancer that you want to motivate, play that way. If it's to prove somebody wrong, play that way. If it's to play for this team, play that way. If it's because your grandma's watching you, play that way. And today I was just reminded, you know, my father has diabetes and he ended up getting both of his legs amputated. And he doesn't have legs. And so today I remember that I do have them. So I played that way. You know, you got to find a different motivation outside this game to push you. And simply playing football is, you know, playing to my best ability is how I say thank you to God for giving me this talent.
Was your dad here today?
He was not here, but he was watching on TV. I look forward to talking to him.
Rashawn, the offensive line obviously has been under a lot of criticism. Did you sense a heightened physicality and intensity for those guys today?
Sorry, I didn't hear you repeat that.
I said the offensive line obviously has been under a lot of criticism, but did you sense a heightened physicality and passion and energy from them today?
Oh, no doubt. I think that was clear. You know, it was finishing blocks and you know, antsy every single play in a huddle, hyping each other up. You know, we played sync, smart, strong, poised, and we was determined today. And, you know, like I said, it was a team win. It wasn't one area, but our offensive line was stout today.
Did you talk to your dad this week? Did he know that you were kind of using his experience and you were going to go into the game with that on your mind today?
I did tell him. I told him this morning when I spoke to him. So he knew, and I had to be accountable for it. So yeah, I hope he's smiling. But, you know, I say that just because every single you know, I'm more interested in pulling the best out of every single person. And when you remind somebody of why they do what they do, and try not to force the reason why they're doing it, you make them the best them. And that's all we need out on this field, and that's how you get a team. So I was just trying to motivate my guys to play for the reasons why they want to play.
Where was your father? Where did he live? Where was he watching the game?
He's in Richmond, Virginia currently, and he was watching the game. My brothers, mom, dad, everybody, like they always do every single week.
Was he somebody who had played football at any point? Like, is he somebody that has guided you through the game in any way?
My father, he, you know, coming out of high school, he had a full scholarship to Nebraska. He then had my oldest brother. My brothers are 10 and 14 years older than me. I'm like the little accident baby, and was like, "Whoops, here we go again." So he had to go make money for the family. So he denied a scholarship to Nebraska, and he went to the Air Force. He retired off disability, and so you know that's kind of story of my father. Both of my brothers played ball for a little bit, and in the NFL, one tight end, one fullback, and so I was a little, like I tell everybody, I was a little overweight, chubby kid that had, you know, nothing to look up to. I had a 0.6 GPA average. I had to overcome a lot in my life. I did a complete 180 and started taking responsibility. And, you know, I'm kind of getting off track. But, you know, that's just a little bit about, you know, my family and how much we sit together through everything.
What did you do?
I did a 180 in my life from, you know, the overweight chubby kid with glasses and asthma. And, you know, I had to figure something out. You know, I was 270 in high school, riding the bench, saying I wanted to play in the NFL. So I had to make a commitment in my life to change that around. And, you know, it's unique because I get to, you know, set back and look at where I'm at today because of some small decisions. And it's humbling.
When did your last have the surgery procedure and just being motivated?
You know, that's, you know, my father, I'm through the bloodline of my father, so obviously it does affect me directly. But he had diabetes. You know, I started off at Pittsburgh University. Ended up earning a starting spot as a true freshman. My father had diabetes, and that's when he first got his first leg amputated. And I transferred from Pittsburgh to Liberty University, because Liberty University is 10 minutes from my home. I figured my family took care of me for 19 years up to that point in my life, that I wanted to leave a top, you know, university at the time to go to a small one just to be there for them. And, you know, the world is round. You do what's right, it'll come back to you.
Rashad, what's your father's
name? Last question, guys. Father's name?
Albert Jennings.
Thank you, Rashad.
I appreciate it.